is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A four-day truce in Israel-Hamas war has taken effect, setting the stage for the exchange of dozens of hostages held by militants in Gaza for Palestinian imprisoned for Israel by Israel. Friday's halt in fighting promised some relief for Gaza's 2.3 million people who've endured weeks of Israeli bombardment, as well as families in Israel fearful for the fate of loved ones taken captive during Hamas's October 7th attack that triggered the war. And the truce raised hopes of eventually winding down the war, though Israeli leaders have pushed back against the idea, saying the war will resume with intensity once the truce is over. Hundreds of police officers have been searching the properties of Hamas members and followers in Germany, with the majority of the raids taking place in Berlin. On November 2nd, the German government implemented a formal ban on any activity by or in support of Hamas. It also dissolved a group that was behind the celebration in Berlin of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Their activities range from expressions of sympathy to financing and fundraising activities as well. The far right and anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders is heading for a massive parliamentary election victory. It is one of the world's biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II, and one that is bound to send shockwaves through Europe. The result puts him in line to lead talks to form a new governing coalition and possibly become the prime minister. At a time, the political upheaval through much of Europe is occurring. With nearly all the votes counted by Thursday morning, Wilders' party is forecast to win 37 seats in the 150 lower party. This is VOA News. In a series of moves, experts say signal a shift in how developing countries deal with the pharmaceuticals. South Africa, Colombia, and others have recently adopted a more combative approach towards drug makers, pushing back on policies that deny treatment to millions of people with tuberculosis and HIV. Some officials say the change was prompted by the vaccine inequity seen during COVID, which triggered initiatives to help poor countries produce their own treatments. A former TB patient who suffered grueling treatment years ago says it's critical patients everywhere have access to life-saving remedies. Authorities in several West African countries are now trying to manage their huge diphtheria outbreaks. A top health official in Nigeria said that millions are being vaccinated to cover wide gaps in immunity against the disease. At least 573 people out of the 11,640 diagnosed with the disease in Nigeria have died since the current outbreak started in December of 2022. Niger has reported the deaths of 37 people out of 865 cases as of October. Guinea has reported 58 deaths out of 497. French medical organization Doctors Without Borders says that a major driver of the high rate of infection in the region has been a historically wide vaccination gap. In a series of moves that experts say signal a shift in how developing countries deal with the pharmaceuticals again, Colombia, South Africa, and others have recently adopted the more combative approach. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been accused of a legal filing of sexually assaulting a woman in 1993. The three-page summons filed Wednesday does not contain details of the alleged assault, but names Adams, the Transit Bureau of the New York Police Department, and the New York Police Department Guardians Association as defendants. In remarks to reporters, Adams has denied sexually assaulting anyone and said he does not remember meeting the woman. The filing comes as Adams has been dogged by an FBI investigation into his 2021 campaign that prompted agents to seize his phones and raid the home of his chief campaign fundraiser. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.